Hello. I'm Jack Stillwell, and I'm here to introduce the newest, freshest, the homiest program that's come down the pike since, well, since our stars first hit the National Barn Dance back in 1932. Because after 15 successful years on the National Barn Dance, where they endeared themselves to radio audiences from coast to coast, after 13 years with their own program on WLS Chicago, where they were sponsored every year, after more records played on jukeboxes and phonographs, motion pictures and personal appearances played in every state of the Union, Lula Bell and Scotty, yes, those perennial sweethearts of the airways, Lula Bell and Scotty now have their own transcribed radio program. Supported by their own musical crew, the Blue Ridge Riders, it's ready for your listening audience to hear five times a week. Now, on the other side of this disc, you'll hear a typical program from their new series, Breakfast in the Blue Ridge, with Lula Bell and Scott. You'll hear them singing the melodies that have made them the favorite folk song balladeers of a nation. You'll meet them in their home, a real home, down in the laurel-bedecked Blue Ridge country of North Carolina. You'll smell the ham and gravy and fried apples and high-raised buttermilk biscuits as these kids sit down across the table to join your listening audience for 15 minutes every day. But one swallow doesn't make a jug or a summer, nor does one program make a series. So we want Lula Bell and Scotty to tell you what they plan to do on these programs.
Well, to begin with, to make folks feel right at home.
That's right, Lula Bell. By way of introduction, folks, this is Lula Bell.
Well, howdy. Well, excuse me, Jack, for busting in this way, but I really meant what I said. During these programs, which we hope will go on and on and on, we want folks listening to your station to just drop in for a friendly visit every morning while we gab over our coffee and hot biscuits and grits and gravy. Now, I've heard tell that in some of the big cities, folks like Jinx and Tex and Dorothy and Dick, and they all invite you, to those listening folks, for breakfast. But I hope they don't have any more fun than those places than we do down here in Spruce Pine, North Carolina. That's Scotty's hometown, you know.
Yes, sirree, that's right, Lula. Born and brung up right there.
Well, Scotty, just what do you folks plan to do on this series of breakfasts in the Blue Ridge? Give away orchids and kiss old ladies?
No, Jack, although when spring comes to the Carolinas, we might send out some azaleas. Pink azaleas, the kind found nowhere else in the country. And we'll send out some of the hundreds of songs that our listeners from coast to coast have been asking us to sing for them over the past few years.
And to say nothing of introducing them to some mighty interesting people. For instance, we expect from time to time to invite some singing and playing folks to be our guests for breakfast.
And if they get a load of your buttermilk biscuits, they'll be there, too, on the run.
Then we're extending an invitation to the winners of the 4-H entry at the International Livestock Show to be held in Chicago to be with us for our breakfast, too.
Yeah, and we just hope that he brings a good big chunk of that prize beefsteak with him, don't we?
Well, we'll provide the food, Lily.
And say, that brings up another point, Lula Bell. Can our listeners expect you to let them in on the secret of some of those famous southern recipes you use at home?
Oh, sure, Jack. Well, you know, just last summer I learned a new recipe for hush puppies.
Hush puppies.
And I'm going to divulge the secret on one of these programs. And I hope to get some recipes from our listeners, too, and try them right here on my little old wood-burning cook stove.
And no doubt you will. Scotty, in the program on the other side of this little visit, you talk about a new community house for the village at Spruce Pine.
Yes, that's right. And as the program goes along, we expect to tell the folks about how that community house gets built. It's a project any community might be interested in, and we think our listeners will be interested in the kind of problems they might face every day.
Well, that sounds fine. Now, who's this Donald you mentioned in the program?
Oh, let me tell you about him. He's Donald Blanchard, and he's one of the Blue Ridge Riders and a star of the National Barn Dance, and he's a very funny fellow. We think you'll think so, too. When he gets loose among those Carolina mountains, he'll be dropped in for breakfast from time to time.
Oh, sounds good.
But don't get the idea this is a comedy program. This is a series for home folks, the kind of folks we've found over the years enjoy our songs and enjoy a friendly visit with us over a cup of coffee in the morning.
Well, Lou and Scotty, there are millions of listeners who do enjoy just that and who will be looking forward to your visit with them, brought to them by a local sponsor who's got the right idea about getting his message to to a large, friendly audience which will be eager to hear what he has to say. And with that in mind, I'd like to point out that on the program, we've left an open end at the beginning and just before Lou and Scotty's feature number at the close for your sponsor's message. The program runs to time for an opening, closing, and tag announcement, if you prefer, for a total of 2.5 minutes. The opening works something like this. I come on and say, "Breakfast in the Blue Ridge with Lou LaBelle and Scotty." Your announcer says, "Brought to you by your local sponsor."
For it's morning in the Blue Ridge, here beside the lonesome pine. Yes, it's morning in the Blue Ridge, and deep within this heart of mine.
Good morning, good friends. Join us for a cheery, tuneful breakfast with Lou LaBelle and Scotty, your favorite sweethearts of the airways, in their comfortable, homey home that nestles in the laurels on the outskirts of the village of Spruce Pine, in North Carolina's beautiful wonderland, the Blue Ridge Mountains.
To a cozy nest that I love the best, in my Blue Ridge Mountain home.
We'll join Lou and Scotty in just a moment. Now, here's a good friend with another invitation for you. Well, right here is where Mr. Sponsor tells that audience, which has known and loved Lou and Scotty for so many years, and who'll love any friend of theirs, about his product. And what an audience he'll have. Just turn the record and see what we mean.